More than 1,000 workers at the Windham, Minnesota hog slaughtering plant High Life face their last day of work tomorrow. That's at least partially a result of the hog industry taking a downturn this year. In early April, Manitoba-based High Life announced plans to close the Windham plant if they couldn't find a buyer, and soon after that, they filed for bankruptcy. Closing the plant will have a big reverberation in the area. For workers who came to this country for those jobs, they'll have to find a new one quickly or leave the U.S. Gabby Nelson's been facilitating the aid response to the High Life layoffs through the Windham Cultural Integration Collaborative. That's a group that was formed to welcome the hundreds of High Life workers on temporary H-2B visas that came to Windham. Maria Guerrero is a community health worker with WellShare International based in Mankato. She's been working to find solutions for the hundreds of laid-off High Life workers who live in hotels in the Mankato area. The majority of those workers arrive from the Mexico border. Maria and Gabby, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Maria, I want to start with you. I know you've been working closely with many of these High Life workers, especially, as I understand it, 176 who are living in a Mankato hotel. Will they all have to leave that hotel by Sunday?
No, actually, it has to be on Saturday.
Oh, that's even worse.
Saturday. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What options do folks have at this point?
At this point, is like many of them apply to with another companies like Tyson. I know there's some other ones from Michigan that they offer them the H-2B visas. So they're waiting. So tomorrow with High Life is their last day. And then they start the process with, like, for example, Tyson. And there's a waiting period of 60 days. And it all depends on the companies that they want to, while they submit the paperwork through immigration and start working, or they have to wait until the paperwork was through.
Very confusing. Where will these folks live in the meantime?
And they have to start looking for, like, just like everybody else, looking for to rent, you know, like rent homes or who can take them in. And yeah.
Wow. I know that High Life brought many of these workers from Mexico to Windham on 3-year contracts. And those people made financial decisions based on this guaranteed work, and these plans have fallen through. How have they been feeling in the past few weeks?
Oh, it has been devastating for them. They have been in fear, and like they came, you know, it's kind of like your dream. You're going to work for 3 years. You buy cars, houses, land, you know, back home, and you're with all this debt. And then in less than a year, you know, being a year here, and then they said, oh, we don't have more work for you. And so it's like when they got this letter or this news back in April, it's like they lost, they were tired, or if they were, I mean, they lost their sleep, their appetite. Yeah, it was very sad.
And stressful, I'm sure. Gabby,
oh, yes.
I'm going to bring you into the conversation right now. I know that you've been trying to help these folks, more than 1,000 workers that will be out of a job, I understand. We heard a little bit about housing. It might be a big concern here. What other kinds of help do these individuals need?
Sure. So first and foremost, we started organizing legal clinics with people like Immigrant Connect, Kivo Immigration Law Center, to let people know their options. You know, when this WARN notice came out, a lot of people didn't have enough information to make these hard decisions. So the Windham CIC and these different community partners, SWIFT helped fund the work, put together this legal clinic to get people the correct information. And that misinformation kept coming. You know, people are looking for solutions. They're feeling desperate. And so the Windham CIC had Tina Smith's office involved, Amy Klobuchar's office involved, Clues from the cities, Kivu Law, do a panel and let people know their different immigration options, the asylum options. We hosted a resource fair. things like housing, information on how to sell your cars, and a bunch of community partners from the region showed up and shared information with them to help them get connected to services that they need. Because unfortunately for these H-2B visa holders, there's a lot of gaps on services that they can access. So we did our best to connect them to those different services. We already know their hours have been cut. So last week, May 25th, we organized a food distribution with Second Harvest Heartland, Seeds of Justice, Wyndham CIC Volunteers, United Community Action Partnership to try and get some of those food resources out to folks as well.
Do any of these workers have families or children?
Yeah, so they were brought over here individually, but we know many people brought their families, and many individuals started having families once they were here. There's lots of young kiddos, U.S. citizens, and so one of the issues that we were seeing is getting these kids' passports in such notice. So we've coordinated with caseworkers at Tina Smith's and Amy Klobuchar's office to try and get an expedited passport pass process in place, but 10 days is still a really tight turnaround for them.
Maria, back to you. I know High Life gave the option for many of these workers who arrived from Mexico to go back to the border sometime this month. Do you or Gabby, do you know how many people are taking that opportunity? Or are they going to stay?
I think there are only a few that are going back, because most of them that I know, like all the people, because some got offers elsewhere, or they just took off to other, you know, to back home, or, you know, once this process started and being in that limbo, you know, like, because they would say, yeah, they would give them letters that, yes, there's still 2 weeks more left, or, you know, keep it. And some took off, and then the rest, some of them stayed, and then, so it's very little that you hear that. So it's just going to be like a handful going back home, mm-hmm. as far as I know.
Say, Gabby, I know you're in Wyndham, and now that that building's up for auction, I understand. What do you think is going to happen to Wyndham economically?
You know, the city of Wyndham has been coordinating so hard with Deed, with these different offices to try and kind of cover the economic impacts of this. We know at least 100 students are connected to High Life in the Wyndham area schools. There were apartment buildings being built. The city worked really, really hard to get an aid package from the state to be able to implement that and ensure that goes on. But we know that businesses, you know, schools, landlords, farmers, are all going to be impacted by this closing. And so we're still working really hard to kind of predict and plan for those needs, trying to assess those and seeing what we can do and organize around as a community.
All right. Both of you, thank you so much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you.
That was Gabby Nelson and Maria Guerrero. They're both trying to help workers affected by the Wyndham High Life plant layoffs that start tomorrow.